I was watching this program, and as I was listening, discussion about dumping child on a pile of garbage. In such cases, most of the time, baby girls are victimized. When baby girl is born, then parents don't get happy or family members taunt them. Can you please mention any virtues mentioned about the birth of baby girls? Jazakallahu khairan.
The blessed life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been declared as a role model for us in the Holy Quran. And how much he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam loved his blessed daughters, that affection of his has been mentioned in the blessed ahadith. How much he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam respected and honored his beloved daughter Sayyidatun Nisa, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Despite the fact that he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the leader of all the prophets, but still, whenever Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha would come to meet him, then he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would stand up to greet her, to the extent that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would lay down a shawl for her. This very action of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gives us Muslims a lesson that just think that when your Prophet loves his daughter to such an extent, then being blessed with a daughter is nothing to be ashamed of. It's not something disgraceful or bad. On the contrary, it's something to be proud of. How beautifully did the leader of all the prophets treat his daughters? Then, in relation to the upbringing of daughters, there are clear sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Like, whoever brings up two daughters or three daughters, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned the glad tidings of paradise for him. To the extent that someone asked that if someone brings one daughter up, then the Holy Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam also mentioned the glad tidings of paradise for the one who brings one daughter up, the one who teaches her good manners and etiquette, the one who teaches her good conduct.
It is mentioned in Quran, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى. Under this it is written here, and when one amongst them is given the glad tiding of a daughter. Summary of this verse and a verse after this one is that those polytheists who are attributing daughters to Allah, when amongst them someone is given the glad tiding of daughter, his face color changes because of grief, anxiety and unwanted outcome. This makes him angry and outrageous. Mufassirun say it was practiced in the time of ignorance that whenever someone's wife would become pregnant and the signs of pregnancy would become clear, as soon as woman's husband would come to know that his wife is pregnant, that person would remain hidden from his tribe until the birth of his child. After the birth, if he would come to know that a son is born, he would become happy and he would come in front of his tribe. But if he would come to know that a daughter has been born, he would become upset. And because of shyness, he would not come in front of people for many days. And during this period, he would keep on thinking that what should he do with this daughter? Whether to bear the shame and disrespect in society or to bury his daughter alive. It is mentioned here that people of Qabila Tamim, they used to bury their daughters alive. A great scholar, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says that in the era of ignorance, disbelievers used to kill their daughters in many ways and forms. Amongst them, some would dig a ditch and they would put their daughter inside and they would close the ditch until child would die. Allah Allah. Some would throw from top of the hill and some would throw her to drown in water. And some would slaughter her. Sometimes this murder would be in the name of pudency and self-respect. And sometimes they would do this because of the fear of destitution and not being able to provide. All credit goes to Islam, who provided rights to women first time in this world and gave her respect and honor. Yes, the one who used to be buried alive was given the right to live. Not only this, but complete list of her rights were mentioned. And if still any ignorant person tries to declare Islamic teachings against women, he should go to seek aid for his mental illness and should get a proper treatment for his mind. When polytheists don't like to have daughters for themselves, then how did they like to attribute daughters to Allah? That is how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refuted their wrong beliefs. It is mentioned in Suratul Jinan that becoming upset and having grief upon the birth of a daughter is the way of disbelievers. Even today, in this day and age, in Muslim families, the disease of becoming upset upon the birth of daughter, no show of happy expression, blushing to get wishes of congratulations, telling off the one who wishes this happiness, feeling reluctant to distribute sweets at the birth of daughter, abusing physically to women who give birth to daughters, and even going to the extent to divorce them, these ill traits are still existing. In contrary, there are many blessings of having birth of a daughter and to raise her up. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, when a daughter is born at someone's house, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends his angels there. They come and say, O dwellers of this house, may Allah send peace upon you. Then they surround that daughter with their wings. And while rubbing their hands on her head, they say, this weak girl has been born from a weak woman. The one who would provide and raise her, he will be helped on the day of judgment. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us better intellect.